This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We're more than back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. Is that going where I want it to go? And texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You really need to be part of the conversation. You really need to be engaged. You need to be involved. You need to, you know, just dial in, so to speak. We have a live chat room on the website, therealside.com. You got one going on Facebook, or just sit back, listen, and enjoy. Seriously, I love it when you guys are engaged. I love it when you guys are talking. I love it when you guys, you know, you're looking at what's happening. You know what's happening. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if I have enough time to pull this one off in this segment, so I'll wait. But seriously, we have a senator who wants homeless camps along highways gone. Okay, but originally, when they were talking about yanking them out, the legislature wanted to keep them there. Didn't want them to have to be thrown out of their homes. If you're homeless, it's because you don't have a home. I'm not trying to be heartless here. Right? But the highway is not the place for these people. And you take it the way you want to. I'm not trying to be mean, but it is not the place for them. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, if you caught the end of the last hour. We're talking about, now we hit these facts, I know it makes people crazy. Look, get over yourselves. I'm not picking on single moms. I'm spouting fact. I'm not picking on single moms. I'm simply spouting fact. And the fact is that 27 of the deadliest, out of the 27 deadliest shootings in this country, 26 of them had one thing in common. And they grew up in fatherless homes. Now, I know that Hollywood loves to portray us as being bumbling idiots. We can't get along without mom. Can't get along without the most. Matter of fact, most of the shows you see on TV, the kids are smarter than dad. How's that working out? Suzanne Venker's recent opinion piece on Fox News is really important to think about. She points out that almost all of the most recent deadly mass shootings have one major thing in common, and that's fatherlessness. She began by pointing out a tweet after a terrible shooting in Florida. Actor and comedian Michael Ian Black began a series of tweets in this way. Deeper even than gun problems is this. Boys are broken. Think about that. Baker goes on to describe how his tweet storm strayed from the truth a little. Unfortunately, Black quickly veered off course. Men don't have the language to understand masculinity is anything other than some version of a caveman because no language exists. The language of masculinity is hopelessly entwined with sexuality. And the language of sexuality is hopelessly entwined with power, agency, self-worth. So in other words, if you consider yourself masculine, That means I think I have more power than you. That I have more authority than you. That I'm worth more than you are. Which is another lie pushed by the left. To step outside these norms is to take a risk most of us are afraid to take, she says. As a result, a lot of the guys spend their lives terrified. He says, we're terrified of being viewed as something other than men. We know ourselves to be men, but don't know how to be our whole selves. A lot of us, he said, me included, either shut off our experience, deep shame or rage, or all three. Again, men are terrified. Well, not this guy. And we need to teach others not to be terrified. Mr. Black is not the first to attack masculinity and suggest it's at the root of all evil. The phrase toxic masculinity is one that we use a lot on this show. That's become a boilerplate language here in America. It's not a hard sell either. After all, it's the boys and men who are typically to blame for violent acts of aggression. So, that nasty little thing, that no matter what gender you other than, that you want to identify with, if you're a male, you have testosterone. Right? It's the defining hormone for masculinity. So it has to be to blame. But here's the problem. Masculinity, testosterone, has been around forever. These major school shootings have not. And I'm not taking away anything of the seriousness of that kind of thing. But instead of us blaming it on everything else but what it is, that's what's going to keep it from being fixed. Mr. Black is correct that boys are broken, but they're not broken as a result of being cavemen who haven't evolved and they want to treat women like crap. You know, there's a reason why God, or if you don't believe in God, Mother Nature worked out a father and a mother home, a male and a female home, an X and a Y home. We bring different things to the table, whether you like it or not. There's a reason why fathers are in homes. There's a reason why mothers are in homes. There's a reason why many, 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 many studies show the differences, the problems that a young girl has in a home if she grows up without a father. And the young problem a boy has in a home if he grows up without a mother. Both sides are needed for a balanced child, or a balanced human being. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll still hit on fatherlessness. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Where are you, Corey? This is just for you, man. Now, there's a vision for you if you're trying to lose some weight. Can you imagine Corey in a pair of parachute pants? Thank God he's not listening, right?
He probably is.
Is he? You think he is?
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, that's right. He's too far away to hurt me. So.
Right now.
Right now. Oh, yeah. No kidding. Can you picture him? And if you're listening, you got to send me a picture. If you got to picture him in parachute pants, like doing, what would that be called? What kind of dance was he doing in that movie? He was just jumping around, right? I mean, really? Never mind. The more I think about that, keep your picture. Don't send it. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I have this stupid thing where I like to pick on people bigger than me. I don't know about that. Maybe it shows where my IQ actually is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're talking about fatherlessness in the home and what it affects. But here's the thing. Do not send me a whole bunch of emails showing me these studies done by people on the far left to prove that I'm wrong and you're right. Because, again, there's study after study after study done that have nothing to do with religion that talk about single-parent homes and how problematic they can be. Now, I realize if you're a single parent, you're probably doing the best you can do, and great, and God bless you for sticking with it and working it through. I had a single mom for quite some time in my life. But if we're talking about the best, no matter where you are on the spectrum, no matter what you believe in or don't believe in, child psychologists will tell you, in a loving home, the best scenario is the biological parents with the child in a loving home. There is a best, there is a better, there is a not so good, there is an adequate, there is a just get by. It's just the way the world works, and it's the truth. And we start looking at all these major issues that have happened in this country, of the male mass shooters, 26 of them came from a fatherless home. Now, I don't have the PhD at the front end or the back end of my name to say that, that's definitely true and what all the reasons are behind it. But when you look at what's happening here, right, when you tie it all together, you can make a connection. And you don't have to make up things to make the connection. And as I said earlier, testosterone is not the problem. Testosterone has been around forever. And I've said this before. I can't remember the numbers. It's been a while. So I'm going to try to pull them up from memory. But I think we looked at mass shootings. How many people died on school campuses? And I'm almost afraid to guess, but it was from the 70s all the way up to the 90s or something. And there were very, very few. They were low numbers. I have to go back and look. But the bulk of all this started in the late 90s and moved through. And we had hundreds and hundreds die on school campuses. Why? How can you say it's begun? You keep your hate, your fear, your misunderstanding of the gun is what's pushing you to say that. Why didn't it happen all those years before? Do you guys know we had guns in schools in the 60s and 70s? That the NRA was actually on campus? That you actually could take gun safety campuses on campus at a high school? Where were all the mass shootings? That's the question. So attacking guns and masculinity and all that, well, sorry, I'm not buying, and there's a lot of other people that aren't either. Now, Mr. Black, who wrote the piece, says it's all about the masculinity. It's a problem with masculinity. Okay, is wrong. He's just flat out wrong. Fatherlessness in this country is a serious problem. America's boys have been under stress for decades. It's not toxic masculinity hurting them. It's the fact that they come from a home where there are no fathers. It's really that simple, according to many of these studies. You add that to a whole bunch of horrible cultural trends telling them that everything is bad. Everything they do is bad as a male. Right? Seriously. And then all the things that we considered bad when we were growing up is good. Gang culture, drugs, misogyny, all that. We've got a serious problem on our hands. When you've got music that you're allowing those kids to listen to, and they're watching movies that push sexuality, that frankly push... You know, it's really funny, because you're okay with these songs that are full of misogyny or misogynistic verbiage, lyrics, whatever. You're good with all that. You dance down with, you want to be hip with your kids or whatever the verbiage is. And then you wonder why they live it out. Have you listened to some of that hip-hop music? Have you listened to some of the music about, you know, beating your woman, mistreating your wife, your woman, your girlfriend? Have you heard about those? Have you listened to the words of this? You know, the music might sound good. Have you listened to the words, which the kids are listening to? There is a direct correlation, according to many, many child psychologists, between boys who grow up with absent fathers and boys who drop out of school, who drink, who do drugs, who become delinquent, who wind up in prison, and who commit violent crimes, like killing their classmates. And the problem can't be solved by passing policy or taking guns away. We did a story the other night, you know, kid can take a knife to school. Start cutting the place up. Get them on the way, when they leave school, on the way home. It is really time for us to sit down, have a real discussion about our culture. A real discussion about what we're doing with our kids. About the degradation of our culture. About the home. About mental illness. I heard a guy earlier today on the radio talking about, we need to stop playing this game like it's about mental illness. I'm sorry. I never knew any normal person growing up who had any kind of thought of shooting up any kind of school or killing anybody at school. I knew guys that want to beat the crap out of the guy that took their girlfriend away from them. But I don't ever remember anybody saying to me, I want to shoot so-and-so. Ever. Speaking of violence, oh, do you think Avenatti had a dad? A dad that was around? You know, he sent out a message that I wish to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism. They're only doing their jobs in light of a completely bogus allegations against me. I've never been physically abusive in my life, nor was I last night. Apparently, Mr. Avenatti doesn't want you to believe the woman in his life. Isn't he the one who said that all women should be believed? Except for his. Or one Caesar. I don't know. I'm so confused. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God Said, Man Said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God Said, Man Said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God Said, Man Said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The Senate race in Florida, still up in the air. The winner still not certified because the election's still too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Now, under Florida state law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, which it is, it triggers a manual recount.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
President Trump also saying he's trying to reform the troubled VA.
And deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Oh, come on. It's a great song. You heard earlier. Classic stuff. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I so much appreciate your time that you spend in hanging out, sending me messages, and chatting it up, and whether it's on the Facebook feed or the regular feed that we have. I do so much appreciate your time. And, be involved. Be engaged. Get informed. Don't spew the party line. Please don't spew the party line. Either party. Get informed, then engage in the things that you know about, that you're willing to study, that you're willing to truly be part of. Oh, yeah. You wanted me to do that. What's that?
I didn't want you to forget.
I won't forget. That one is too good to not forget. But this one, remember we did... We did the story about Bill and Hillary Clinton going on tour. Can't wait for that one. But it's not, they're not going to sing. They're going to tell you, what you're doing wrong. Seriously. And I remember at the time that they were talking about tickets being like $700. And those were the cheap seats were like $785. Well, this just came out. And I don't know how this happened. I really don't. Because I keep hearing how popular they are. But Bill and Hillary had to cancel their tour. You know why? Not health reasons. No. And they weren't worried about the ladies, Bill's ladies showing up anywhere. No. Poor sales. Right? I mean, seriously, poor sales. And now the new Broderick movie that's going to be coming out, that ought to be good. Wouldn't it be great if more people saw the movie than read her book? Which won't be too hard. You just have one theater sell out and you're there. A source tells the American Mirror that Bill and Hillary Clinton's 13-city tour has been canceled. Not part of it. Not some of it. All of it. The Clintons announced on Monday that they would headline a series of live events together, billed An Evening with the Clintons. Wow. I'd be scared. Very scared. across the country in the final weeks of 2018 and into 2019. The tour would provide the Democrats' stalwarts with a notable platform weeks after the consequential 2018 midterm elections and deep into 2019. A number of Democrats are going to be jockeying for position, you know, in the party, so they want to cozy up next to the Clintons. Not, apparently. The events, which are being produced by tour promoter Live Nation, are being billed as a one-of-a-kind conversation with two individuals who have helped shape our world and had a front seat to some of the most important moments in modern history. They're correct. Yeah. You know, like the bilking of millions from the Haitians. Yeah, very important time in modern history. But now that appears to be off, can't sell anything. A survey of Ticketmaster listings Wednesday night for some of the shows indicated many tickets are still available for early dates of the tour. Right? December 4th event in Sugar Land, Texas showed that, let me see, it looks like, oh my God, the probably a third of the stadium was sold. Are you hearing me? This is Bill and Hillary. A third of the stadium is sold. They, on November 27th, they had a date in Toronto. And I'm telling you, if you look at the seating chart, and it, probably even less than that, maybe 15% of the stadium was sold out. I wish they had given us actual numbers. Oh, maybe they do. Right? Tickets are available on resale sites such as StubHub. And they're going for big money. As of Wednesday night, 971 tickets for the Sugarland date. So almost 1,000 tickets are still available. Some are listed for a little over $1,000, but others are going for $1,200, $1,250 apiece. But there may be another reason. A documentary movie featuring Juanita Broderick, who says that Bill Clinton raped her in 1978. Is she to be believed? Is there a statute of limitations on rape? Should Bill have to it's funny how quickly he got a walk and a pass. Still, nobody's asked him to explain himself at this point in time. Not that I want him to, but don't you think, Broderick, if he finally would fess up and tell you, yeah, I did it, and I'm sorry for it, and I should have done it. It was a time, whatever the reason is behind it, that woman has to go through her grave having to fight for her honor. And he doesn't. They honor him knowing what he's like and her they spit on. Bill Clinton raped her in 1978. The Broderick movie. You know what? This was genius. Whoever did this was a genius. Just a flipping genius. They scheduled a Broderick movie to be screened for free the same night the Clintons would be in town. All across the country. A genius. God bless you, whoever did that. Right? Bill and Hillary Clinton tour had been canceled. I'm more than pleased to tell you, said Broderick. Now, did they hear about the documentary? And then they planned to put the film all around or what? Or did they finally realize that they're not welcome anymore in American hometowns? Now, the Broderick film, which is a pre-production, see, which is me. So if they were doing trailers, they were doing this just to egg them on, which is great. So here's the deal. Maybe we should, I'll give this to Tammy. Maybe she can put it up somewhere. So here, let's play this game. Let's find out, because now they say the tour was canceled. I'm not so sure I totally believe it. Yeah, I know. I put it up in the wrong place again. Get over it. I'm not sure it's totally canceled. They may pop up. So just in case, write the dates down. Like April 11th, they're going to be in New York City. April 12th to Detroit. April 13th to Philadelphia. April 26th in Wallingford, Connecticut. On the 27th, they're going to be in D.C. On the 30th, they'll be in Boston. On the 2nd, Vancouver. On May 3rd, Seattle. On May 4th, Los Angeles. So those are nights that you want to do one of two things. You want to invite your Democrat friends well in advance for a night of dinner in the movies. You know what I'm saying? And tell them you're willing to pay. And you take them out for dinner, and then you go see the movie afterward. The Broderick movie. Most of them won't even be paying attention. Don't worry about it. That way you keep them from the Clintons and you give them a little taste of history. Now, one of the things that the site doesn't have out there, the ticket sites for the Clintons anyway, is, I love this, whether or not there'll be a refund for canceling the tickets. Now, most of the time you do get a refund when the person doing the, when the person doing the event cancels. Hey, didn't I get in trouble for this meme? Remember that? I can't show you. But I'd be curious, because if I spent $700 and some odd and you canceled, I want my money, not half, not a third, not some. I want it all back. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This one is of an interest. When you guys think of a Christian minister, right, a man of the cloth, woman of the cloth, whatever term you prefer to use, you think of somebody, you know, minister of the gospel, you're thinking about somebody who would be teaching the words of Jesus, right? I mean, somebody who's going to talk to you about the love of God, about God's word and how he feels about you and what he thinks about you and how much he loves you. But wouldn't you have to know that God or know about that God? Right? Well, an atheist minister, yeah, you heard me right, an atheist minister in a Christian denomination got to keep her job, leading a congregation after several years of turmoil that could have led to the heresy trial later this month. That's according, listen carefully, to the Toronto Star. So I guess if you're in Canada, you don't understand that to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you would have to know something about Jesus Christ, now wouldn't you? How would somebody who doesn't know the gospel, how would somebody who doesn't, look, how can you teach about something you don't believe in? How do you teach about God's love when you don't believe there is a God to love? Wouldn't that make you kind of insane? Wouldn't that kind of point to the fact that you might have a problem between the ears? The Reverend Greta Vosper with the Theological Liberal United Church of Canada said in an interview on Friday, she's a minister at the West Hill United Church in Toronto. After a confidential settlement with the denomination that she can't talk about, but we'll discuss it a little bit here after the break. I don't know what kind of agreement you can come up with. Make believe you love God? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm made to wave the flag. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so I do something really goofy sometimes during the breaks to kind of break my mind of the hard concentration of what I'm doing for some of the shows. And sometimes I just need to kind of do whatever you want to call it, a reset or whatever. And I was just going down all the nasty stuff that they put out on me. All the nasty, ugly things they said about me. And it makes me feel good to know that I'm getting under their skin, because I'm not one of those people who believes, just because somebody says something bad about you, just because somebody accuses you of something negative, doesn't mean that you are, and that you did, and that you are that nasty person. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you get involved and engaged. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. We're talking about how in God's creation can you be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and you don't believe in him? right? I mean, think about it. That's like me saying, I'm going to teach you all about heart surgery. I know nothing about it. If you want me to teach you about heart surgery, we're going to lose a lot of people. So anyway, the Reverend, I think her name is the Reverend Greta Vosper, with the Theologically Liberal United Church of Canada, said in a Friday interview, this is she's a freedom minister at the West Hill United Church in Toronto, after a confidential settlement with the denomination was reached. It's going to be wonderful, she told us. Star will be out from underneath that heavy cloud. And now we'll really be able to fly. What heavy cloud? The truth of God? You having to teach? Again, I'd love to have her on the show and ask her the questions. I realize that there's a lot of churches out there that consider themselves theologically liberal, and I don't know what that means. I really don't. I mean, if the Bible tells you not to lie, it doesn't say, well, if it's a white lie, it's okay. If it's a gray lie, it's okay. If it's a purple lie, it's okay. No, it says don't lie. A lie is simply not telling the truth. You don't even have to go to college for that one. You kind of learn that at a young age. Right? So she's going to be out from underneath this heavy cloud of what? Having to know who God is to teach about him? Vosper, 60, who was ordained in 1993, served at West Hills Minister since 1997, has been upfront about her atheism and non-belief in the Bible for years. So she doesn't believe in the Bible. She doesn't believe in God. Who the heck ordained her as a minister of Jesus Christ? That's the person that should be in trouble. In the sermons each Sunday, Vosper spoke openly about how she did not believe the Bible was the authoritative word of God for all time, a conviction she's held long before her ordination, and one that's not uncommon among United Church of Canada clergy. Look it, there are several churches in the United States and all across the world that don't believe in the inherent word of God. It's the Bible being God's word. Because it was written, you know what I'll tell you? Because it was written by man. Really? So are they expecting God to physically materialize in a room and start printing the Bible? Handwriting it, maybe? What are they looking for? What will make them believe it's the truth? You know, to believe in God is to believe in the supernatural. Right? To believe that God works through people. And if he's giving the same message to three people, we'll make it easy for some of you, from all over the world, and they get it straight, and they get it right, and they come back with it, and it's the same thing. I would imagine you could say it's from him. If everybody has their own opinion of what God is, if everybody can decide in the Christian community as to what God is, and you have over 2 or 3 billion Christians in the world, or whatever it is, whatever the number is at this point, does that mean you have 2 to 3 billion different versions of what God is, what he looks like, what he wants from you? There's no manual. Can you imagine using the repair manual on an airplane for your little Toyota? Wouldn't work, would it? Throughout the rest of the service each week, Vosper recited traditional prayers and hymns that perpetuated ideas that she didn't believe in. That God was the ruler of the universe, and that Jesus, his only son, died for our sins. O God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Vosper used those words until one Sunday morning in 2001 when she could no longer tolerate the contradiction. Now check this out. Right? Now some of you Christian people know what's going to happen here. She said, because her own interpretation of the prayers was metaphorical. She realized it didn't mean the people in pews knew that. And so in her sermon that day, Vosper came out to her congregation. She made it clear that she did not believe in God, in the God called God, I'm sorry, a supernatural being who intervenes in human affairs. Afterwards, she prepared to be fired, but West Hill, a particularly progressive congregation, wanted her to stay because she's a nice lady. Jim Jones was a nice guy. Yeah, look it up. They followed him. They didn't follow God. That's why you had the massacre. Some of these preachers out there for themselves. That's why people get bilked. That's why people get torn apart in church. And so began the evolution of a small Scarborough church. Prayer turned into the community sharing time. Hymns were rewritten. Talk of God and Jesus was replaced with the talk of love, compassion, and beauty. It is no longer, my friends. And yes, if anybody wants to call me from the congregation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know we believe in Canada in some areas because we've got calls and emails from people in Canada. How can you call yourself a Christian organization when you don't believe in Christ, you don't talk about Christ, and you don't promote Christ? I'm waiting. Does any of you brainiacs out there, can you explain it to me? I mean, sir, what if I had a coffee shop and the only thing you can get in there was warm milk? How do I call myself a coffee shop? See, this goes back to the whole thing in the first chapter of my book. Absolutes, absolutely not. The left wants you to have no absolutes. There is no right and wrong. There is no boy and girl. There is no God and Jesus. You can be a Christian without believing in Christ. Can you be a Buddhist without believing in Buddha and his teachings? I mean, sir, can you be a Muslim and not believe in Muhammad? How does that work? Try that. Try being an imam in a mosque, but you don't believe in Muhammad. Watch what happens. I'm sure you will not be embraced. I'm not saying anything bad will happen. You don't get me wrong, but you're not going to be embraced as being progressive. You probably won't be welcome there anymore, you know. Then came Vosper's open letter to the church, the spiritual leaders. Happened in 2015. Right? It was right after that Charlie Hebdo massacre in Paris. Vosper knows that belief in God can motivate bad things. Then why don't you become a minister of the First Church of Atheism? There's atheist churches, there's atheist groups. Go be with your own. I feel so sorry for those people that have to sit under her and listen to this hogwash. And this is what we've done as a society. And now what we've done is we've turned this into a situation where nothing is sacred, nothing is real. Think about this. I've got a minister of God who doesn't believe in God. So what are they, a minister of nothing? That drew some complaints after her letter, which prompted Toronto Conference to review that in 2016. It ended in a split decision that Vosper was unsuitable for an ordained ministry because she doesn't believe in God. She doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. She doesn't believe in the Holy Spirit. She was allowed to keep her position, though, pending the outcome of the expected heresy trial. But out of nowhere, now she's free to continue her ministry without restriction. Critics call it appalling that the United Church of Canada is letting the atheist stand in the pulpit and not proclaim the gospel of Christ. What's the United Church of Canada say? The Right Reverend Richard Bott, elected in July to lead the denomination, said in a public message that he's happy about the resolution and referenced the church's core values of faith in God and inclusiveness. He missed the whole first part of the sentence. She has no faith in God because she doesn't believe in God. And this, my friends, is why the church is falling apart. This is why you're losing your young people in church, because you're teaching them that nothing matters. A church without Christ is just a meeting room. That's all it is. Tom, senior your host, thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I may finish this on the other side. It's got me so wound up. Maybe I'll hit it again. Works for me. We'll be back in a little bit.